A weather disturbance moving from Alberta and Montana will pass through the western Corn Belt over the latter part of the weekend and early next week, generating some welcome moisture for some of the drier areas in western Iowa, as well as eastern South Dakota, northeastern Nebraska perhaps will also be involved. Now, some of these areas have significant snow on the ground, so the precipitation from this event is not likely to have a huge impact on the region. Remember that there's frost underneath the snow, so whatever snow we manage to accumulate there will likely end up melting eventually and running off into rivers and streams without soaking very deeply into the soil. So even though we are generating some storminess in some of the drier areas in the northwestern Corn Belt, I'm afraid that a lot of the precipitation may just not reach very deeply into the soil. 2 to 5, a local 7 to 8 inch accumulations will occur in the band coming out of Montana and passing through southwestern North Dakota and northern South Dakota into eastern parts of South Dakota and portions of western and central Iowa, maybe catching the northeast corner of Nebraska as well. And much of this will occur in the second half of the weekend and into early next week. The system will continue to the southeast as we move a little bit deeper into the week next week. Should bring some beneficial moisture to portions of the northern delta, the lower Ohio River Valley, the Tennessee River Basin, and eventually into the southeastern states. The bad news is that southeastern part of the country is extremely wet right now and needs to have every day possible for drying. And some drying will occur between now and Monday, but I'm afraid this system coming in at midweek next week will likely be a setback in that drying tendency. And we'll likely see temperatures rather cool before the precipitation event occurs. So even this weekend, the drying in the southeast will be inhibited somewhat by the fact that temperatures are low. Cool temperatures will reduce evaporation rates. There will be a short-term bout of warmer weather and a little better opportunity for some drying to occur in the Delta, the Tennessee River Basin, and the southeastern states after this disturbance passes from midweek. So probably sometime around Thursday of next week and continuing into the second weekend of the two-week outlook will be the best time for temperatures to get in the 60s and 70s in the southeastern United States and at the same time generate good drying conditions. That'll be important because the next storm system that bears down on the country will be a fairly large event, possibly. This will be a storm that forms in the Central Plains about a week from now and will likely work its way east and northeast across a big part of the Midwest, the Delta, and even a portion of the southeastern states, bringing some significant precipitation. Storm system is obviously a full week away, so we need to be careful not to get too caught up in its prospects, but it has been advertised rather consistently in the model data the past few days, and the odds are fairly good that we'll see widespread rain and snow impacting a large part of the Midwest and a portion of hard red winter wheat country, as well as the Delta, when we get into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. Temperatures across the Midwest over the next few days will be rather consistent. Not expecting a lot of change to occur from one day to the next. We'll look for daily highs to be in the 20s and 30s across the northern half of the Midwest. Highs in the south will likely be 30s and 40s. We may see a couple of areas reaching up into the lower 50s early next week, but until we get into the end of next week, I don't think we'll see too much of that. Temperatures will be turning warmer at that point. Low temperatures at night are likely to be in the teens and 20s in a big part of the Midwest through much of the coming week. Some 30s will occur in the south early to midweek next week, and we will see some single-digit readings in the far north as we go through both tonight and again at a point during the Tuesday-Wednesday period next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.